a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Begin the meeting. I will call the meeting to order. And ask for, I would also mention that Commissioner Feagin and Commissioner Nelson are present in the hearing room, and Commissioner Hansen is on the line. Is there a motion on the minutes of the meeting from July 2nd?
I move for approval.
Move for approval. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Consumer reports. Deb Gregg.
Thank you. The commission received a total of 47 contacts since the last report was prepared for the July 2nd, 2013 commission meeting. 15 of the contacts involved telecommunication service, 11 of the contacts involved electric service, 3 contacts involved natural gas service, 7 contacts involved cell phone service, 5 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to the grain warehouse division, and 5 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 931 of the 979 complaints received in 2013 have been resolved.
Questions from the commission? I have just one question. Obviously several weeks ago we were dealing with some cell phone issues, but within the last 2 weeks you've only had 7 calls, so it appears that a week and a half. So a lot of that appears to have been resolved, but any new issues that we had to be aware of?
No, I just am still working with some on the Pine Ridge reservation and a few now on that Huron side where the tower was lost at Woonsocket and they brought in the cow. So I do have 2 from that area I'm working on.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Other questions? Seeing none, and I would remind the folks that are on the telephone, if you would put your phones on mute until it's time to speak, that would keep some of the background noise down for us. We appreciate that. We are going to go through the agenda today, top to bottom. The first docket to deal with is EL 11-002 in the matter of the application of Black Hills Power for approval of energy efficiency programs, tariffs, and cost recovery mechanism. And I will go to Black Hills Power. Todd.
I'm going to quickly turn it over to Jim Keck for a short presentation.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Commissioner Nelson. This is Jim Keck. And as you know, the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission approved Black Hills Power's 3-year energy efficiency solutions pilot program on July 7th of 2011. And then we implemented that program on September 1st of that year. Our total program costs through the first 19 months of the program are less than the amount recovered from the current energy efficiency solutions adjustment. Based on the results to date and our forecasted participation levels for the final year of the pilot program, Black Hills Power proposes to reduce the energy efficiency solutions adjustment rate. We will continue to aggressively promote our planned programs through the end of the pilot program period. Any new programs or modifications of our existing programs will be evaluated and considered in next year's filing after we've had a chance to attend the Public Utility Commission's sponsored energy efficiency workshop. In order to match our expected program costs with rate recovery from our customers, Black Hills Power respectfully requests the Commission approve a reduction in our energy efficiency solutions adjustment rate for our residential, commercial, and industrial customers for the remainder of our 3-year pilot program. And we're open to any questions from the Commission or the staff.
Thank you. I'm going to turn to the staff, Mr. Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Brian Rounds for staff. I'm going to recommend approval, but just sort of in case there's any confusion about the last 2 filings made by Black Hills, the first filing was basically a report detailing the results of the program over the last year and pretty much said that they weren't going to do anything this year. And after receiving that report, I noticing the participation was pretty low and the recovery was pretty low. just called them and said they might want to adjust the rate. So I'm looking at this filing as mostly just administrative as far as the rate, and would suggest we look at this next year when it's over. And I imagine they'll be making a filing probably around the end of the year or beginning of next year to start or take their results into whatever program they might go with going forward. And also the workshop that tentatively we're scheduling for the end of August right now, we're hoping to get some policy feedback from the commission, and that'll go into that filing as well.
Excellent. Questions from the commission for either party? Commissioner Fegan?
Is there anything we need to do on an effective date in our motion for August 1st, 2013?
If I remember right, I think the tariff shows an effective date of August 1st. So I think approving the tariff would cover that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any questions other than thank you, Mr. Rounds, for identifying the fact that, you know, we're in an apparent overcollection situation, and then we can roll this back until we get a firmer direction on these programs as a whole, and so I appreciate that. Any other commissioner questions?
Mr. Chairman, I move in EL 11002 that the commission approve Black Hills Power's request for adjustment in rates and associated tariff change.
Is there discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you.
EL 12-024, in the matter of the filing by Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy for approval of tariff revisions. Mr. Decker.
Yes, good afternoon. Jeff Decker with Northwestern. This is an annual filing. We're just updating the price that we pay small qualifying facilities. We have two of these customers on our system right now who we buy the power from, and we are simply requesting to raise the rate slightly from 2.04 cents to 2.23 on the rate 73 tariff. There's also a slight adjustment on the rate 74 tariff as well. That's all I have for comments. I'm available for questions.
Thank you. Mr. Tisdall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Matthew Tisdall with staff. I don't have anything to add to Mr. Decker's comments, so staff would recommend approval, and we're also available for questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Fegan.
Mr. Chairman, in EL 12-024, move that the commission approve the tariff revisions.
Discussion on the motion.
The only item I'd like to just state is that I don't want this, or I don't think the commission wants this as a precedence of a model. And that this is an easy way to do it for two people, but I think the model is something that we don't necessarily want to state that this is a precedent item.
Additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thanks for your approval.
Yep, thanks, Jeff. Mr. Spangler, are you on the line now? Ron Spangler or Jessica Fury? Okay, we are going to move past EL 13-014 until they join us. Brings us to EL 13-022 in the matter of the request of approval of an electric service territory boundary agreement between FEM Electric Association and Northwestern Corporation doing business as Northwestern Energy. And I'm going to turn first to staff, Mr. Tisdall.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Matthew Tisdall with staff again. This filing is part of the GIS mapping project to verify all South Dakota electric service territory boundaries for input into the ArcMap software. In this case, we filed a revised Exhibit A because with some additional eyes, we caught some mistakes So the map is correct. It was just probably hit the wrong button on my part when I was typing it out. But staff was discussing it, and we think it's inevitable that down the road we'll run into this, you know, issues like this on other agreements. So we think the best way to handle it is we'll ask that you approve the revised agreement, and then, you know, we'll send out, you know, upon approval we'll send out a new agreement to be signed. But that way we can leave it on the agenda rather than having to pull it off and bring it back on. So, but I'm willing, we're interested in any guidance you have on that. So, thank you.
And I just have a question at this point, but both of the parties involved have seen that revised agreement. They just haven't signed off on it as such.
That's correct, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Moore, anything to add?
No, I don't have nothing to add.
And you have seen the revised attachment?
Yes, I have.
Thank you. And Mr. Goglin, anything to add?
No, the corrections seem to me to be what we need to do. They were mistakes and left off. So what he did now is correct.
And are you in agreement that we could go ahead today and approve this subject to you all formally signing off on those changes?
Yes.
Thank you. Mr. Moore, are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Excellent. Questions from the commission? The only, and this isn't just an observation, obviously these maps are going to get considerably more complicated than what we've dealt with to this point, but that's the reason we're doing it, to get all of these angles and descriptions properly done. So thank you. Any other discussion? Is there a motion? I will move an EL 13-022 that we approve the agreement, including the revised Exhibit A and subject to signature of both parties. Additional discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. EL 13-023, in the matter of the filing by Montana-Dakota Utilities for approval of tariff revisions. And I will go to MDU.
Good afternoon, Commissioners. This is Tammy Eberle. I also have Stephanie Bosch with me today. The filing before you is an update to Montana-Dakota's rates applicable to cogeneration and small power production facilities with a design capacity of 100 kW or less. And the update is to reflect the current avoided energy and capacity costs on Montana Dakota's system. The avoided energy costs were determined based on the company's current resources and load requirements. There is a decrease in the energy payment attributable to a decrease in the market energy price available under the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, or MISO, market. Montana Dakota is also proposing a slight decrease in the base rates applicable under the tariff and adjustments in the capacity payments. Finally, we're requesting a change in the Rate 95 and Rate 96 tariff language to reflect that capacity accreditation will be based on capacity assigned under MISO. Montana Dakota has just one customer with a small wind installation taking service under the occasional power purchase rate 95. The customer impact will be a slight decrease based on the same generation as the customer provided in the last 12 months. Montana Dakota requests that you approve the updated tariff sheet submitted that effective with service rendered on it app July 19th.
I'm gonna interrupt for a second. If everybody could put their phones on mute except for Tammy, that would help. We're getting a lot of feedback. Okay, Tammy, go ahead and try it again.
Commissioner, we request that you approve the tariff sheet effective with service rendered on and after July 19, 2013. We are available for questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Robin Meyrink of staff. The only thing I have to add is that, just to point out that MDU did use the same production costing model, Plexos, for power systems that it used in the prior year, and that staff recommends granting approval. And again, with the effective date of July 19, 2013.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion? I will move in EL 13-023 that the commission approve the proposed tariff revisions. Discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Tammy.
We will circle back around to EL 13-014 in the matter of the filing by Otter Tail Power Company for approval of revised customer information booklet. Ron and Jessica, are you on the line?
We are.
Excellent.
Here, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Pardon me?
Either Ron or Jessica, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Commissioner Nelson. Jessica was just wondering if procedurally if you were going to act on the reconsideration or if you wanted to have us give a quick presentation first.
If you'd go ahead and give your presentation, that would be fine.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to bring the South Dakota information brochure, specifically the deposit section, before you again. As we described in our application, we recognize the language in Administrative Rule 2010-1905 is vague and appreciate the opportunity to propose language to clarify a customer's obligation under an early payment plan. Otter Tail's proposed revisions are reflected on page 3 of our application. We believe our proposed changes are reasonable and provide the result of customers with unsatisfactory credit having to pay a bill earlier than a customer with satisfactory credit, and at the same time gives Otter Tail Power some assurance of receiving timely payments from customers on an early payment list. Therefore, we respectfully request the Commission approve the modified language to our customer information brochure and Section 1.03 of our General Rules and Regulations. Thank you again for the opportunity to reconsider Otter Tail's request, and we are available to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you. I'll go to staff. Deb. Or Kristen.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. Staff believes this matter is appropriate for reconsideration. While the administrative rule providing for early payments is not completely clear, we feel that the intent is spelled out in the context of the rule. Otter Tail's filings are consistent with the intent of the early payment list. In addition, we agree that the tariff revisions are appropriate. While customers rely on the information in the brochure, the company is bound by the content of the tariff. Therefore, the two should jive. Staff recommends that reconsideration be granted and further recommends approval of the revisions in the booklet and tariff pages and would be available for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Questions from the commission. Commissioner Fegan.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have a question, but I do have a motion.
Hey, let me see. Commissioner Hansen, any questions?
No, I do not. Thank you.
Thank you. Go ahead, Commissioner Fegan.
In EL 13-014, move that the commission reconsider EL 13-014 as of June 18th, 2013's decision, and approve Otter Tail, and a double motion, if you don't mind, approve Otter Tail's customer information brochure with the revised language proposed by Otter Tail and the revised tariff page.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Let me simply say I was the commissioner that made the motion several weeks ago, and I would have to concur with everything that Ms. Edwards has said today. I certainly was misled by the language of the rule when I made my motion, and further discussions and looking at the context and the intent of that, I understand that my motion and the language in my motion was not the best it could be. And so I appreciate the company coming forward and saying, hey, let's take another look at this and let's get it right. I greatly appreciate that. Ms. Gregg, I know you were involved in those discussions, and thank you for making sure we've got it right. And so with that, I certainly support the motion. Other discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Commissioner Nelson?
Yes.
This is Ron Spank. I just want to thank you for the opportunity today and the consideration for our logistics and our travels and all of your work, everybody's work on this matter.
Absolutely. We appreciate your willingness to give it a second go around and make sure it's right. So thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, with that, I think that concludes our electric dockets. I'm going to take a roll now to see who we've got on the line for the telecommunications dockets. Sage Telecom, Paul Feldman and Sherry Flatt.
Paul Feldman here.
Excellent.
Sherry Flatt here.
Excellent. Granite, Andrew Isar.
Afternoon, Commissioners. Andrew Isar is here.
Thank you. Knowledgy, Melissa Marks.
Here, sir.
Excellent. DishNet, Bill Hunt. Bill, if we can't hear you, you might be on mute if you're on the line. Okay. Midco, Mary Lonis.
Here, Commissioner.
Hi, Mary. Verizon, Don Price. Fort Randall, Marlene Bennett.
I'm here, Commissioner.
Thank you. And CenturyLink, Wayne Johnson.
I'm here, Mr. Commissioner.
Excellent. Thank you. Okay, with that, we will move to TC 13-036 in the matter of the application for transfer of certificates of authority from Sage Telecom to Sage Telecom Communications, LLC, and I'm going to move to staff first. Eric Paulson, rookie up to bat. Go for it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Sarah Paulson from staff. Sage Telecom Communications, LLC, has requested waivers for ARSD 2010-24-2.9 and ARSD 2010-32-3.12, which requires submission of the applicant's most recent 12-month financial statements. Sage Telecom Communications, LLC, has provided TSC Acquisition Corp. and Sage Telecom, Inc.'s previous 12-month financial statements. Staff recommends granting of the waivers and approving the transfer of certificates of authority for both local exchange and inter-exchange services with a $25,000 bond protection for prepaid services and subject to rural safeguards.
Thank you. Mr. Feldman or Ms. Flatt, anything to add?
Commissioners, we have nothing to add at this time. We'll just rely on the filings that we've already made. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions from the commission, particularly any tough questions for Mr. Paulson? Oh, my goodness. You're going to get by on this one. That's good. Any questions? Hearing none, is there a motion? Well, I will move in TC 13-036 that the commission approve the request of waiver of ARSD 20:10:24:02-9 and 20:10:32:03-12 and approve the transfer of the certificates of authority subject to rural safeguards. Discussion on the motion.
Mr. Vice Chairman, Chairman, do we need to have the $25,000 bond in that motion, or is that already in a spot?
Let me ask Mr. Paulson, is the bond in place? Is there a bond in place?
Yes, we have the bond here.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Other questions? Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
And Nelson votes aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you. Moving to TC 13-041 in the matter of the filing of Granite Telecommunications, LLC for approval of revisions to its access services tariff number 3. And I will go again to Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Chairman. Eric Paulson from staff. On May 15, 2013, Granite Telecommunications, LLC filed revisions to its access services tariff, bringing it into compliance with the July 1, 2013 Interstate Access Rate Benchmarking Requirement in Section 51.911C of the FCC rules. Granite's proposed access rate is set below that of the ILEC CenturyLink's composite access rate. Staff recommends approval of Granite Telecommunications LLC's revisions to its access services tariff effective July 1st, 2013.
Thank you. Mr. Isar, anything to add?
No, the filing, again, as Mr. Paulson noted, complies with Section 51.911C of the FCC's rules, setting the rate now at parity with the company's interstate rate, which is compliant with the rule.
Thank you. Maybe one technical question. Ms. Weiss, do you have a...
Yeah, just for Granite. If you look at your check sheet, the very top, the heading part on the right hand, should that be fourth revised sheet 2, canceling third revised sheet 2?
Bear with me for just a moment. According to my records, it was fourth revised, canceling third.
Well, if you look at the body of it, under sheet number 2, then it has the fourth with the asterisk by it.
I'm sorry, can you repeat your question?
If you look at the body under sheet number 2, that's when it has the fourth with the asterisk by it.
Yeah.
So isn't it sheet number 2?
I'm sorry, I'm still not following. It's the fourth revision to sheet number 2.
Right, and the very top says fourth revised sheet 3.
For whatever reason, my version doesn't show that. So
okay.
I'm not sure how to respond to that question.
Okay. We'll just make sure the right one gets filed in the tariff.
That's fine. If we need to make amendments, we'll be glad to do that.
Okay.
But again, I don't see that on my version. This is a quick aside. We assisted with DishNet, so for whatever reason, Mr. Hunt is not back on the phone. Commissioners, I will be available to represent that, but only if Mr. Hunt is not available.
And he is on the line now, I understand, so
okay,
thank
very
you.
Very good, certainly.
Additional questions? With that, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move in PC 13-041 that the Commission approve the requested tariff revisions according to the discussion that has taken place today.
Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to TC 13-042 in the matter of the filing by Knowledge Community Telephone, Inc. for approval of revisions to its access services tariff number 1. And we will go to staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Robin Meyerink of staff. These tariff changes bring Knowledge Community Telephone Company's interstate or intrastate rates in parity with the current NECA interstate rates as of July 2, 2013, and staff recommends approval of the tariff changes. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Marks, anything to add? Melissa Marks, anything to add? We're not hearing anything.
Hi, Commissioner. I'm sorry. No, sir, I don't believe there's anything to add. As she said, it's just bringing our intrastate rates to mirror the interstate rates per the FCC rules.
Thank you. Questions from the Commission? Seeing none, is there a motion? I will move in TC 13-042 that the Commission approve the proposed tariff changes. Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to TC 13-045 in the matter of the filing by DishNet Wireline LLC for approval of revisions to its access services tariff number 2. And we'll go to staff. Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Eric Paulson from staff. On May 30, 2013, DishNet Wireline LLC filed revisions to its access services tariff, bringing to compliance with the July 1, 2013 interstate access rate benchmarking requirement in Section 51.911C of the FCC rules. DishNet's proposed access rate is set at parity with that of the ILEC CenturyLink's composite rate. Staff recommends approval of Dishnet Wireline LLC's revisions to its access services tariff effective July 1st, 2013.
Thank you. Mr. Hunt, anything to add?
No, sir. Just that this filing brings us in line with all the other carriers as required by the FCC order. NARUC is next week here in Denver. I look forward to seeing as many of you as possible here. I look forward to having everyone here. And we threw Mr. Isar at Mr. Paulson, and Mr. Paulson didn't flinch. So he did a great job.
Thank you. Appreciate those comments. Questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Feagin.
Mr. Chairman, in TC-13-045, move that the commission approve the requested tariff revisions.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC-13-048 in the matter of the filing by Mid-Continent Communications for approval of revisions to its access services tariff. And we'll go to staff. Mr. Carney.
Thanks, Commissioner Nelson. This is Darren Carney for staff. This filing is similar to the previous few dockets that were just in front of you, where the companies are revising their intrastate rates to match their interstate rates pursuant to the November 18, 2011 FCC order, and staff would just simply recommend approval. Thanks.
Thank you. Mary Lonas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I agree with the comments just made that the filing is to be in compliance with the FCC's transformation order.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Ms. Wiest.
Yes, I just had a question at the first revised page 45, the last new sentence in the VoIP language, and it's just a minor issue. When you talk about after July 1st, 2014, I believe you can do the originating rates for originating VoIP until June 30th, 2014. I was just wondering if that should be changed after June 30th, 2014, or you could say on and after July 1st, 2014. Would that make sense?
Makes sense. So we certainly can make that change.
Okay, thanks.
Mr. Carney, are you good with that?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay. Excellent. Other questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? I will move in TC-13-048 that the commission approve the requested tariff changes with the one date change that we just discussed. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC-13-049 in the matter of the filing by MCI Metro Access Transmission Services, LLC, DBA Verizon Access Transmission Services for approval of revisions to its access services tariff number 2. We'll go to Mr. Carney.
Thanks, Commissioner. This is Darren Carney again for staff. This also is pursuant to the November 18, 2011 FCC report and order. Requires their intrastate terminating access rates to match their interstate terminating access rates. Staff would simply recommend approval. Thanks.
Thank you. Don Price, have you joined us?
Yes, sir.
Any comments to add?
Not really. We appreciate very much Mr. Carney's cooperation with us. We had several backs and forths with him over a couple of weeks to make sure that he was comfortable with everything that we had done, and as a result of those discussions, made a couple of minor revisions. So we very much appreciate his cooperative spirit.
Very good. I appreciate those comments. Questions? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move in TC-13-049 that the commission approve the requested tariff changes with a effective date of July 1st, 2013.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin.
Feagin votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. TC-13-051 in the matter of the filing by Fort Randall Telephone Company for approval of revisions to its intrastate switched access tariff. And we will go to Mr. Paulson.
Thank you, Chairman. Eric Paulson from staff. On June 14, 2013, Fort Randall Telephone Company filed revisions to its access services tariff based on the FCC Intercarrier Compensation Reform Order, FCC 11-161. Fort Randall is a member of the National Exchange Carrier Association, Inc., NECA, and Fort Randall's proposed terminating access rate changes are set to mirror the respective rates of the NECA Interstate Tariff No. 5. Fort Randall also requests waivers of ARSD 2010-29-10, 2010-29-12, and 2010-29-16, which call for the originating and terminating access rates to be equal. Staff recommends granting of the waivers and also recommends approval of Fort Randall Telephone Company's revisions to its access services tariff.
Thank you. Ms. Bennett.
Nothing really to add. Fort Randall would appreciate the approval of the tariff at this point.
Questions from the commission? I would make one note. I think the waivers that have been requested that we have already approved in a previous docket, so those I think are taken care of already. Other questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? I would move in TC 13-051 that the commission approve the proposed tariff changes with the understanding that the requested waivers have already been granted. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. TC 13-053, in the matter of the approval of a wireless interconnection agreement between Quest Corp DBA CenturyLink and 365 Wireless LLC. Ms. Kramer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Kristen Edwards of staff filling in for Karen Kramer. The agreement was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain any discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends the commission approve the interconnection agreement.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, anything to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have anything to add to that. Very well stated.
Excellent. Questions? Seeing none, is there a motion? Commissioner Fegan.
Mr. Chairman, in TC 13-053, move that the commission approve the interconnection agreement.
Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. Brings us to TC 13-054 in the matter of the approval of a four-party transit traffic amendment to an interconnection agreement between Quest Corp, DBA CenturyLink, and 365 Wireless. Ms. Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kristen Edwards of staff, filling in for Karen Kramer. The amendment was properly filed, properly executed, and does not appear to contain discriminatory provisions. No comments were filed. Staff recommends the commission approve the amendment to the interconnection agreement.
Mr. Johnson, anything to add?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I don't. Just here for questions.
Thank you. Questions from the commission? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll move in TC 13-054 that the commission approve the amendment to the agreement.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion. Hearing none, all those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. Motion carries. That brings us to the end of the agenda. Just a couple of announcements. Commissioners and staff will attend summer committee meetings of the National Association of Regulatory Commissioners July 21st through 24th, and the next regularly scheduled meeting will be Tuesday, July 30th in room 414 of the State Capitol. Anything else for the good of the order? Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Move to adjourn. All those in favor will vote aye. Commissioner Hansen.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Nelson votes aye. We are adjourned.